It doesn't quite seem that winter is happening with all the unusual warmer temperatures we have been experiencing. But look out, I'm sure it will show up soon. Producers may be determining their fertility needs on their wheat crop, so stay tuned and I will share some guidelines to remember. Hello, this is Sandra Wick, crop production agent for the Post Rock District of K-State Extension. Producers should have started the season with a certain nitrogen recommendation, ideally based on a profile soil test done before the wheat was planted and before any nitrogen had been applied. If a soil sample was taken at planting, a profile nitrogen test helped determine the rate to be applied based on your yield goal. However, if you didn't take a profile nitrogen test in the fall, it's not too late to use the profile nitrogen soil test now or very early spring before your wheat greens up. While it may not be quite as accurate as when supplied in the fall, it can still identify areas in the field with high levels of available nitrate nitrogen, especially if no nitrogen was applied in the fall. However, if a high rate of nitrogen has already been applied, a late winter profile nitrogen sample probably shouldn't be taken as it won't provide you with the available nitrate nitrogen. Remember that top dressing should complement or supplement the nitrogen applied in the fall and the residual soil nitrogen present in the soil. The total nitrogen application, planting, and top dressing should equal that targeted recommended rate. Some fields may also benefit from the application of sulfur and chloride. Like nitrogen, these nutrients are very mobile in the soil, and a top dress application before jointing is considered an effective application time. Sulfur and chloride top dress applications should be made based on soil tests as well and your history of response to your fields. If you have any questions regarding cropland fertility management, contact me at any of our Post Rock Extension District offices in Beloit, Lincoln, Mankato, Osborne, or Smith Center. The Post Rock and the Phillips Brooks Extension Districts will be hosting one of the K-State, North Central, and Northwest Regional Fertility Management Update Schools on Wednesday, January 28th in Kensington. The meeting will be held at the First St. John's Lutheran Church and will start at 3 p.m. until approximately 5:30 p.m. 2.5 credit hours for CCA credits have been applied for. Supper will be served following the program, thanks to our sponsor, Trinity Ag LLC. There's no cost for the program. However, registration is requested by Friday, January 23rd, either online at postrock.ksu.edu or by simply calling any of our Post Rock Extension District offices. We hope to see you there. This is Sandra Wick, K-State Extension Post Rock District Crop Production Agent. Have a great day.